Okay, welcome back. Hour number three on this Wednesday night. Jeff and Erica, three times a week for you to bring you the best information we can that we think you need to consider when trying to appraise the current COVID situation, which appears to be coming to an end of sorts. This is very interesting to watch. We've been hinting about this for some weeks, but it does now appear that they have pretty much run to the end of the line with respect to vaccinating the majority of the people on this planet. They've got a goodly number injected. I don't know what the actual number is. Nobody does for sure, but I have seen numbers up to 4 billion. Say 3. I don't know. We're talking about half the world's population. And there's a CCP video that we may get to here in this hour, in which the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, PLA member, said that don't worry about the Americans. All the Americans who have taken at least one shot are out of here. They're not going to be around. They're not a factor anymore. And if 2/3 of America has been, in fact, injected with the biological weapon, the deadly biological multifaceted weapon, we are going to see some very grim times in the next 2 to 3 years. Erica, welcome back.
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, how could I do it without you? I don't know. You're amazing. So here we are, and we've been talking about this, and it does look like they've pretty well ground this thing into the ground. There's not much more they can do by way of fear. The COVID variants have gotten out and run around, and nobody's really even paying much attention to them anymore. The Omicron is, oh well, Delta, gone, but not forgotten, I guess. Some people talk about Deltacron, but I mean, it's gone. It's the fear factor doesn't work with it anymore. How do you see it?
I think you're right. It's hard to know. It depends on, you know, what circles you're in and who, you know, what the topic of conversation is. There are still people I know that are imploring their fellow citizens to get the vax so that we can end this pandemic. So they're right. Still obviously buying into this charade. But I you know,
well, it's not going to just go away. And they are tired of it. And I think I think that was one of the factors that was well thought out when the AI gamed this. They knew they'd have probably a couple of years to play around with it and to frighten people and to kill people.
Yes.
And all the people, if the CCP guy was right, we've got a lot of very grievous times ahead of us here. A lot of people have been injected with this crap, this deadly crap. Now, there's a story out of England, which appeared today, and it's a big one. England ends all COVID passports, mask mandates, and work restrictions. They just flushed the whole game down the toilet. You know any more about that?
Yeah, that was rather abrupt change in policy. It's hard to know what precipitated that. There is some rumor that there's been some lawsuits filed over there, and people are, I guess, speculating that perhaps this is on the heels of those lawsuits, although, I mean, we all know the courts are fixed, shall
yes.
we say.
Yes,
so
yes.
I don't know how much of this is just theater, if this was planned anyway, because it is becoming obvious that you know, it's losing steam. So I don't know. But, yeah, as of the 26th of January, it's as if it never happened.
Crazy.
You know, including the, you know, wearing the masks for school children, that's abolished. Self-isolation, all of that gone.
They are, I think, to a point now where they can no longer bludgeon people with fear. I think and I'm not saying that the fear reflex is gone. I'm just saying I think people are gone. They're PTSD'd. They're tired of it. They're going to have to pull something entirely new out of their basket or off their shelf to reinstitute fear as a weapon at this time regarding an alleged pandemic. I just don't see it. Did you read that story, the English story? Did you get a chance to see that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else in there that we need to know about? Because that's a big change, all right.
I just wonder what's behind it. I mean, are we, again, we're looking at good cop, bad cop. Now we're going to have all these sick people looking to the government to save them, and they'll come in, but it will be with a lot of strings attached.
The English people themselves have not taken kindly to this. And I will say they've demonstrated more than Americans have. It's not over, though. It isn't over, but I think it's really turned a corner, and I think it's winding down. Here's a television commentator. She's a student over there. I'll just play a little bit of this to show you how today's decision in England, or announcement, has affected and impacted at least the students, or a lot of the students. Here's just a short clip. She's on a group of four people on the air. It's called GBN. It's a British platform.
This makes me so angry.
Makes me so angry, she said. She's upset.
They literally ruined our lives. And nobody...
They literally ruined our lives, she said.
Nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it. But I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people. And nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's throw... Why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask and yet we're disrespecting kids? This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever. And we'll never get it back.
We'll never get it back. Well, she's right. Once young people have been damaged, it's for life. They don't forget. You don't unexperience something that has really warped you. Now, here's a quick one. Utterly antithetical to what happened in England today, Austria, which seems to be a beta test state like Australia, is implementing mandatory vaccines. Mandatory death shots. Police are going to be doing checks now to see people's status. The unvaxxed are now risking fines in Austria of up to 3,600 euros, and that's four times a year if you don't get shot up. That's a lot of money for people.
Yeah.
And if you said this, you know, back in 2019, no one would believe this could ever happen. But that's Austria. So it's not a uniform thing, but certainly Britain is right in the catbird seat when it comes to protocols and procedures in the UK and in Europe. So there you go. I don't know. Peter McCullough, who has been a very prominent figure in this awakening stage during the last 6 to 12 months, I guess, is now saying a number of things about the COVID narrative. And I don't know if he's premature or not. You read this, did you get a chance to?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he's... I'll quote it in a minute here, but what were your thoughts when you read that? Is he speaking too soon, or is he right on the money?
I think he's right on the money. But then, you know, we've heard this for some time or similar, and yet it doesn't seem to change policy.
True.
I guess time will tell. It's day by day with this stuff.
We've had 2 years of this stuff, Erica. 2 years,
yeah.
And we've watched our country and its people just be beaten and bludgeoned with this crap, the lies, and now we're seeing a growing tsunami of death and suffering and grief and anguish and loss of friends and family and jobs and homes. This has really been a brutal, brutal demonstration of globalist power, and we're not going to recover from this. I don't see
it. Oh, no, the fallout's going to be, you know, years to come.
Maybe forever to come. I don't know. I agree.
Oh, yeah, it's a blight on this country's history, legacy.
Well, and what it else proves is that there is good and there is evil on this planet, and this is a war against darkness and light. And whatever labels you want to hang on it. Here's a quick little summary of Dr. Peter McCullough's statements. He said renowned cardiologist and highly published medical scientist whose confrontation of the government's COVID-19 policies has drawn more than 40 million views on his Joe Rogan podcast, told WND in a video interview Thursday that the official pandemic narrative has been fiercely guarded by establishment media, and all the media is establishment, and social media censors is now, in McCullough's words, quote, completely crumbling. Completely crumbling. That narrative, he said, included false statements regarding asymptomatic spread, reliance on lockdown and masks, which obviously didn't work, and the suppression of early treatment and the mass promotion of vaccines, all of which failed. And one more part. And now here we are, almost in complete free fall, McCullough said, referring to the number of COVID-19 cases as officials acknowledge the vaccines don't prevent infection or transmission. And they're citing these really asinine numbers, 1.5 million infections a day some days. And yet nobody will say the obvious. 2 years ago, we had up to 60 million influenza cases in this country. And last year, we had allegedly 2,000 cases. So what's going on here, Erica?
I'm still not hearing any reports of flu for this year. Everything's COVID.
It's all COVID. It's just the renamed flu. It's what they did last year. They're doing it again this year. And it may well be a tweaked flu. We don't know. Just remember, your flu shots, dear friends, are now quadrivalent. That means they have four different allegedly attenuated types of influenza in there. And it's a guess. How many types of flu are there, Erica? How many could you potentially see?
Oh, it's numerous. I mean, you've got two strains, and then the glycoproteins on them can change. That's why you get the H1N1 or H5N1, all these different variations, because that glycoprotein on the surface can change, and then your immune system may or may not recognize it, and it's as if it's a whole new virus.
McCullough went on to say, with that, I think that's it. I think that's the end. The narrative has crumbled. People don't want these vaccines. Well, Dr. McCullough, I think we all kind of knew that about 2 years ago when we watched
Well, I don't know.
Things,
I think it depends on,
pushed.
As I said, what circles you're traveling in, because I know many people who are staunch advocates of the vaccine and having everybody be vaccinated.
They're also mainstream media addicts. That's where you get it.
Correct.
That's where you get it. So we'll see. We're watching this very carefully, but certainly a major change in course in the UK. We'll have to see if something similar happens here. I've got a couple good stories up in headlines for you. One of them is the last days of the COVIDian cult. And they aren't going to be pretty because of the damage done. Mm-hmm. Even if they did wind this thing down here, what are we looking at? How many destroyed human lives might there be? 230 million in this country? 200 million, conservatively.
Yeah. It's going to be staggering.
Remember,
I mean, the repercussions
only need
for years
one
to
shot.
Come.
One shot, yeah. Years.
Sometimes,
years.
Sometimes that's all it takes is one shot.
You know that we had that CCP video. I'm gonna try and load this up here, and if you can remember, dear friends, listening to this, it was very enlightening. Is it true? I don't know. It was allegedly picked off and released.
Yeah, several people that had seen that attempted to have it translated. I don't know if anybody ever verified if the subtitles were accurately reflecting what was being said.
But the interesting part of it, it is alarming. This is not the only video which purported to say very similar things. I'll just leave it at that. And I was one of the people who tried to get the translation checked. And actually, I sent it to a friend who has friends in China, very good friends, and he sent a copy of this over, and he never heard from his friends again. So you figure it out. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Here's this video. Let me see if I can start and stop this and just read the translation for you. What the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, wants the most is to have the U.S. military troops get vaccinated. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse. And the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus, they take credit for it, will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated, because of fear of death, and lack of faith, and because these rogue low-level politicians, American opportunists, meant to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street Hollywood celebrities and the White House and the troops were vaccinated, I can assure you there will be no vaccination issue. Now, this is a screen with seven faces on it. The left half is the moderator, and there are six other people over on the right. Could this be faked? Yeah. Could it be real? Yeah. He goes on to say, I can assure you there will be no vaccination issue. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Those who are pushing the vaccination behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will certainly be offered. Yes, you heard that right. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will certainly be offered. The antidote will pop up. What is the antidote for? It's not to heal the damage brought by the vaccines. It's to prevent you from transmitting the virus. And he's talking to the Chinese people. Instead of a remedy for the vaccines, those who were vaccinated are sentenced to death. He's talking about worldwide here, not just in the U.S. The antidote for the vaccines is still in the hands of the CCP. Since the CCP wants you to die, how would they offer you the antidote to you? Meaning, now he's talking to the Americans. And that was it. So, don't know. We couldn't get it verified. It is interesting, and I have seen one or two other videos, ostensibly smuggled, hacked, whatever, picked off on a satellite transmission from China. Any thoughts on that one?
I think it certainly has the potential to do what he's saying. that's not hard to imagine. What the antidote might be, I don't know.
We talked about this a number of times.
I mean, he alludes to Yeah. I mean, he does say that the vaxxed people are transmitting something. So the antidote is not to save the people who've been vaxxed, but to prevent them from transmitting to who's ever left.
Very interesting. I remember whatever the composition of the Chinese vax is, it's not necessarily remotely close to Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. We don't know. We don't know exactly. You have a better idea than I do.
No, they're not using this mRNA technology. They're using either inactivated or protein subunit, maybe a recombinant, but they're not using this stuff. And I think early on, they had mentioned, China had mentioned, they were not going to allow anybody who had been vaxxed with Moderna or the Pfizer into their country. That was not going to be adequate for, you know, having been vaccinated. In fact, they were pretty adamant about keeping that out. What does that say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that does say a lot. They wanted nobody who has accepted or been injected with Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J, or AstraZeneca, I guess, for that matter, anywhere near China.
I'm not sure if it was J&J or AZ, but it was definitely Pfizer, Moderna. They didn't want any mRNA vaccinees in their country.
Interesting. And quickly tell everyone the difference between those two and the J&J and AZ.
Well, so the mRNA, it's totally synthetic. Well, not totally, mostly synthetic. It's carried by a lipid nanoparticle. There's no viral vector that needs to be injected. It's just the straight mRNA. And it's totally 100% experimental in humans. I think the risk is that you're introducing a transgene, synthetic transgene that codes for a extremely toxic protein. And it's unknown how long this thing persists, if it ever breaks down, and if it can recombine with other viruses and become a problem.
And the J&J and AstraZeneca use an entirely different platform.
Yeah, those use an adenovirus as a vector to carry the gene into the cells. You know, that's the same technology that the Sputnik V is using, the Russian vaccine. But that's experimental as well. But the Chinese have stuck to the more traditional, either killed, inactivated, or protein subunit type vaccines.
Can we say, and I've said it many times, that this is not an experimental vaccine at all? Number one, it's not a vaccine. Number two, it's a created, planned, tested, and deployed biological kill weapon. That's really what we've always said here. And when we say vaccine, we're just using the vernacular for it. But I don't think there's anything experimental about this damn thing at all.
Well, it's only experimental in that they've never used this particular technology in, you know, widespread in humans, and they've been chomping at the bit to try to do it. And now they've got an excuse or a rationale to try to do it, and then plausible deniability in saying that, well, we didn't know. We didn't know it was a toxic protein that we were asking you to produce.
And how toxic a protein is the spike protein? Well, we can go to, again, I'm going to play this very short, Dr. Chetty, South Africa. Let's see what he has to say about that. This spike protein, which is why I say this is not experimental in the traditional sense, because when they released it, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
When this reaction occurs, so best we isolate the planet for 14 days, so nobody notices when this occurs. People get to hospital too late. We mandate protocols in hospitals to engineer death and damage, to steer all the fear and the rest that we need. We create all the confusion. We make sure we steer humanity towards mass formation. We take away all the faith that we have, all the hope. We keep people isolated. So we've been conned into thinking giving away our freedoms would be the best thing for us. So the safest place for us was in jail. And that's where we all are at this point in time. But the game that they played with this engineered virus was to justify the vaccination of the planet. Now, the vaccination of the planet will expose us to spike protein for a longer period. So spike protein, if we understand what it's meant to do, yes, initially it will trigger an immune response, an allergic kind of reaction, and we'd have immediate deaths from that. But you don't poison someone and they die immediately, you'll notice the poisoning. So straight away, when you give a vaccine, the first 14 days after a vaccine, any side effects cannot be attributable to the vaccine, because that is where all the allergic reactions would lie. Following that, we're going to see the endothelial injuries that this vaccine causes with its, or the spike protein, with its influence on ACE2 receptors.
Okay, so what he's saying is that the spike protein begins to do endothelial damage. And we had another development in that very area that you sent over to me here, and it's German pathologists.
Right, that was
Arne
is it Burkhardt? Yeah.
Arne Burkhardt,
this was the fellow that pathologist that Dr. Sukarat Bhakti was referencing in his recent video. When they did the autopsies, they were finding evidence of widespread autoimmune attack throughout the body. And now, up until now, this is really remarkable. My question has always been, okay, we think the spike protein or the mRNA or the adenovirus, is it really transfecting the cells in the endothelium, the cells that are lining your blood vessels, and then subsequently causing those cells to produce spike protein?
We've
speculated and conjectured.
Clots.
Well, okay, but we never really knew. Is that actually happening?
Correct.
Or we just think it's happening? I mean, it was quite probable, plausible, but no one had actually done the work to determine yes or no. Well, they've done it. And yes, these vaccines are, in fact, transfecting cells of the endothelium, the lining of your blood vessels, and causing them to produce spike protein, which provokes the immune system to attack it. So much
wow.
for staying at the site of injection.
Oh, please. Yeah. Remember that, dear friends? They told everyone, oh, don't worry. It'll stay right here in this 1 or 2 inch circular area where we inject it, and the body will slowly deal with it that way. Don't worry. Don't worry. But the story is, as Erica just explained, German pathologists for the first time have proven endothelium, the inside lining of your blood vessels, produces spike protein following the vaccine. And this is Professor Dr. Arne Burkhardt and Professor Dr. Walter Lang in Germany. First time detection of the vaccine spike protein in a person who died after being vaccinated against COVID-19. This is a big, big step forward.
Yep. So you can see that how the entire vasculature is going to be, you know, just lacerated and scarred from this process. The immune system's going to attack it. That's one of the first steps in causing these coagulopathies, these clotting disorders. It's not the only thing, but it's a big part of it.
Your whole system, your whole circulatory system, from capillaries all the way up to the largest veins and arteries, the inside of the walls are now proven to be impacted in a most destructive way by the spike protein that Dr. Chetty said in another video was the most deadly, evil thing that mankind has ever created.
Without question.
And
as I've said before, I almost think it's worse than ricin. At least ricin, you'd be dead in a couple of days. This thing would just destroys you from the inside out, slowly.
And you've spent a lot of time studying this. How many different ways, just for fun, do you think that this spike protein can get into the body and eventually kill it through one mechanism or another?
There's probably 50 different ways. I mean, you've got the spike protein itself that does damage because it's biologically active. It interferes with many cellular signaling pathways. It can dock onto receptors. It can bind signaling molecules. You know, if it gets inside the cell, it can damage the DNA. So there's the direct insult, the ravages from the spike protein, but then when your immune system sees it and responds to it and creates antibodies to neutralize it, well, many of those antibodies are also, well, because the spike protein has so many epitopes in it, protein sequences that are identical to human proteins, you are likely making antibodies to your own self-proteins. So if you get enough of this often enough, you will very likely come down with some sort of autoimmune disease.
Inflammation.
No, just immune. Terrible. Well, whatever protein that this antibody is going to recognize, it's going to destroy it. It's going to neutralize it or cause the immune system to attack it.
This is so diabolical.
This is a consummate bioweapon.
So when they talk about it being experimental, the vaccine's experimental and it's being used under EUA, don't be fooled. Very few of you are. You get it. This is a created, designed, tested, and deployed bioweapon to kill people. That's what it is. Nothing experimental about it.
I think the evidence is, I mean, we've got 12 months of it now.
We sure do.
People aren't protected from anything. They're made more susceptible to COVID or SARS and a raft of other diseases.
The only experimenting that may be going on is them changing and tweaking and playing around with what they're injecting in people.
Right.
That's probably going on without any doubt. So what we have here is at the top of the hour, we talked about this major change, at least in Great Britain, a sea change. They've dropped their COVID passport ideas, their mask mandates, their work restrictions. They've given it up. This is a shocker to the people of Britain, and it shocks people probably all around the world. We'll see if other countries officially follow it. I think that they will. Or I think you're going to see the whole COVID fear porn paradigm replaced with potential warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, Ukraine, India, China, Pakistan, China, Taiwan, Israel, Iran, Russia, Ukraine. Take your pick. Any of them are possibles. So we may have a new view here for a while. In the meantime, what's happening to all those people who were injected, Erica?
They're getting sick. I mean, I just learned of someone I know today that succumbed to the ravages of the vax. Probably another one soon to follow.
Oh, you lost one today, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Omicron. Omicron is something we don't know what's going around now. I do think it's flu, a very contagious flu. It's a very debilitating flu, causes a lot of body pain. People have no energy at all, and that's the part that they have to not, I think, give up on. Their body can recover from that, I do believe. I don't know if this is a traditional influenza A or B, or if it's a chimeric flu like Erica has been pointing out all this time. So let's talk about chimeric flu a little, and then talk about why people have no energy at all. What's causing that?
Well, that's a good question. That seems to be a defining feature of this so-called Omicron variant, if we actually believe there is a variant. I mean, it could be, you know, fatigue can come from low oxygen or just the immune system, you know, mobilizing and attempting to defeat whatever this is. The other interesting thing that's associated with this Omicron variant is typically it starts off as a very transient sore throat, that can progress to a sensation of swelling in the throat. And then, in some cases, a headache. But then the most, you know, the defining feature is really just the overwhelming fatigue. In some cases, I've heard that there may be significant body aches and numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. And sometimes issues with the eyes. I've heard one person say that it feels like a fan blowing in the eyes. So there does seem to be some neurological manifestations to this, whatever it is. But the good thing is, again, if we believe what they're telling us, is that it has less of an affinity for the ACE2 and a propensity for a wide variety of other receptors, and it seems to run its course quicker than the others. Although I don't know. That doesn't jive with the people I know that are getting sick these days.
We've seen people get sick, and they don't get over this in a couple, 3 days. And the other side of the coin is, are we supposed to believe that 50 to 60 million cases of influenza vanished for the second straight winter? No, of course they didn't.
I mean, this could be, you know, I've said it before, a twin infection, whereas, you know, you have influenza at the same time as SARS, the coronavirus.
All right. Okay, so if you get sick, I would suggest, I'm not a doctor, think about this very carefully. And for God's sakes, don't go running to the hospital. Please. I've lost people. Erica has lost people she's known to. And you probably have too, many of you, wherever you are around the world. If they go into a hospital and they get treated with remdesivir, I'll bet it's a 90% chance they're going to die from the damage the remdesivir causes to the kidneys, which leads to fluid buildup in the lungs and inability to breathe, and then you end up on the ventilator, and then you end up at the morgue. That's 9 out of 10 times they've cut Erica off. Well, we'll get her right back. There's another story we want to cover, and it has to do with dogs and cats. Now, some months ago, we had a story out of England where I think it was over 400 cats had died after being around their owners who had been vaxxed. And then there was another story about several hundred cats dying, allegedly, and they tried to blame this one on pet food. All right, well, now we get a story about over 400 dogs, 500, that have gotten sick after walking on the beach with their owners. I don't know what that means. We don't know. Something on the beach? Something nasty that infects the dogs? We don't know how many of the owners are vaxxed or not, but this is just popping up. You can do a search for sick dogs in England. You'll probably find the story right away. It's in the Daily Mail. Are you back yet, Erica?
I'm here.
Okay, that's 9 out of 10, isn't it? You did get dropped off, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Okay, boys and girls at DARPA and the NSA and CIA and all that other stuff. We get it. We're just repeating things that are readily available on the internet. So, have fun. I just went through the dog and cat thing pretty much. Tell us about Australia. They have plans that they're looking ahead now.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
Apparently they're trying to convince people that their pets could be potentially infected and transmitting this COVID virus. And so there's going to be a campaign to get the pets vaccinated. And they're also advocating not to interact with your animals that much. And this is, under no circumstances should you actually kiss the dog or cat.
Don't hug your dog or kitty. Don't. God, this is crazy. Well, Australia, and remember, that's the beta test capital of the world, in my estimation. God, vaccinating your dogs and cats. Remember what happened when Wuhan first broke and the Chinese government said that they had found house pets were being infected, and they had some video out at the bottom of some of these high-rise tenement buildings or apartment buildings. There were people were throwing their dogs and cats out the windows.
Well, now they're doing a hamster call.
Okay, tell us about... Oh, I can play the video.
Yeah, this is a short video there, about a minute.
All right, here we go. A hamster cull. This is getting to be really over-the-top nuts. Here.
Lots of you have suggested that they're coming after the pets. In Australia, they're talking about jabbing them, making compulsory jabs for adults, kids... and now potentially pets too. The latest in Hong Kong is they're going to be culling about 2,000 hamsters. Why? Because they're reporting that one caught the Rona in a pet shop. So they're going to be culling about 2,000 of them. The advice that they're putting out is to keep your hamsters at home. Don't take them out. Stay hygienic and don't kiss your pets. Now, I don't know the detailed science behind species-to-species transmission, but advice to not kiss your pets, I don't know what that's about. In this funny old world that we live in, you don't need to see the studies, and there have been many studies to suggest that owning and having pets is extremely good for people's well-being. Yeah, very good, very good for your overall outlook and from a physical point of view as well. If you own a dog, gets you out and about, keeps you physically fit as well as mentally active. So these studies prove time and time again that they are good for people's well-being. Advice to not show affection, advice to not be emotionally attached and to, again, this level of neurosis to view animals and pets in this way, it's not good. Ta-ta.
Well, I couldn't agree more. It's like they're looking around for another victim to pull into this game. I don't know.
Everything about it is anti-life.
It's all anti-life. Well said. Okay, we have a couple stories we'll read here. Angela Baxter is one. You have that with you?
Yep.
Okay, and then I've got Candace Wilkinson Finney. I'll jump into this one and you can do Angela Baxter. Particularly grim, that one. This is from Candace Wilkinson Finney. My perfectly healthy 3-year-old cat died yesterday from pneumonia and blood clots. After our foreign exchange student, who lived in their house, had her second shot on Saturday. She was sick all weekend and stayed in her room. But apparently the cat spent some time in her room over the weekend, and I didn't know about it. The cat, started getting sick on Sunday night. He vomited about 10 times, then seemed to perk up for a couple of days. I took him to the vet on Wednesday, because he wasn't eating and drinking and seemed unlike himself. All his vital signs were stable, so they treated him for a GI issue, antibiotics, steroids, fluids, but yesterday he declined so quickly. He was normal yesterday morning. Then after lunch, I picked him up, and he was cold, lethargic, and was breathing fast, so we rushed him to the vet. They sent him home with a poor diagnosis and pretty much no hope for surviving the night. He was past the point of intervention, so we snuggled him, kept him warm, until we couldn't bear to see him suffer anymore, and had him put to sleep. One more quickie here. My daughter also had bad menstrual cramps at the end of her period, totally out of her norm, and I had a 2-day-long migraine that nothing would touch. Not even an adjustment from my holistic chiropractor. Could all be coincidental, but it sure does make me wonder if it's all related to the injection of their foreign exchange student. And it does seem to be, Erica, that the first, what is it, week, 48 hours after you're shot up, you're seemingly the most highly transmissive with regard
that,
to
that seems
off.
To be, yeah, the consensus now that would, you know, we've known of this now for, oh, I don't know, 9 or 10 months. Yeah, the days following the vax are the worst for in terms of shedding, but I think there's instances where it never stops in some people, never. In fact, it may actually increase in some people.
Wow.
But, I mean, here's an instance, though, where I think the pets have more to fear from their vaxxed owners than their owners have to fear from them. I mean, these, you know, coronaviruses are usually species-specific. It wouldn't be normal or typical for you know, us to be sharing the same viruses with our cats and dogs. I mean, not that we wouldn't necessarily breathe them in and they might actually make their way into a cell, but there's something called, you know, a susceptible cell with a productive infection, and then we have, you know, if we don't have a permissive cell, then the infection goes nowhere. It's just, you know, the cell just ignores it. Nothing happens. It doesn't get translated. It doesn't get acted upon. It doesn't cause disease. So, overreacting like this, the way we're going with this is ridiculous. I mean, we're going to try to micromanage microbial life on this planet, you know, one pathogen at a time.
Well, this pathogen we're talking about most directly is man-made.
Well, that's a bioweapon. That's the difference.
That is a bioweapon, yes. And your other
but
point
it's a bioweapon
obvious.
That they've now, you know, used to manipulate people into taking a shot that dismantles their immune system.
Kills them. Dead. You're gone. Just remember that. No immune system, you don't make it.
So it's not going to matter what the next pathogen is if you don't have an immune system.
It won't matter at all. Remember what the CCP tape said, if that translation is accurate, and we believe it is. No one has called it out. Okay, can you read Angela Baxter for us here?
Yes, okay. This she did give permission to share this. I want to share that after I danced, and she means faxed, for the second time, I bled heavily for 25 days. I ended up in the ER because the pain was so bad. They had to give me 2 shots of heavy narcotics and meds to stop the bleeding. It slowed, but never stopped. I noticed a lump in my vaginal area. Long story short, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer that has now metastasized to my vaginal area and my lungs. I now have stage 4B cancer. I'm not going to tell you not to get the vax, but I will say pay attention to any subtle changes and get checked out right away. This is so scary.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, God bless her. I hope she somehow makes it. But here she is. She had 1 shot, then she had a 2nd shot, and bled heavily for 25 days, and apparently didn't want to connect the two in a negative sense, even to the extent that she might tell people, you might not want to get this shot. She said, I'm not going to tell you to get the shot or not, but I will say, if you get the shot, go ahead and pay attention to any subtle changes and get checked out right away. I don't understand. I'm missing something here, somewhere. What am I missing?
I think this is just somebody that is trying to be polite and not preachy. Just relating her story and make of it what you will.
I see that. I get it. But my God.
Yeah.
And we know now that cancers in people who have their immune systems attacked and savaged by these injections, cancer goes crazy. And so all
yeah,
of a sudden
a lot
this
of cases,
woman...
It really does. Yeah. There's so much of that now. I mean, somebody commented on this post and said that some statistics that she read recently, that cervical cancers are up by 300%.
Oh, come on. See, This is so patently obvious.
And that's absolutely an immune system problem.
Yes, it is. We have how many different readily available components that are anti-tumor that are being wiped out by these so-called vaccines? We have anti-cancer properties in our immune system.
This spike protein seems to attack the three stages of cancer. The initiation, where you get the DNA damage mutation, spike protein can damage your DNA. The promotion, meaning whether or not the cell divides and multiplies, and then the progression. So it hits every checkpoint in the control for cancer.
And this particular woman has now stage 4B cancer.
Yep.
4B. After two shots.
Metastasized. I mean from the uterus to the lungs. In I think she probably got this shot back in May. May?
Yeah. Most people seem to have. Unbelievable. It's all unbelievable. And I think most of you out there understand where we stand firmly on this. You are in agreement. For God's sakes, don't go anywhere near it. And take good care of yourselves the best you can with the best supplements. NAC is getting more mentioned this last week as crucial. So I would suggest everyone try to procure some NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Just call it NAC. That's what it's known by. Erica, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Jeff.
Wow.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. We'll be back tomorrow in 21 hours. We'll talk to you at that time. Well, lots to think about here. Things are in motion. I get a sense. Big changes are in motion. Don't be surprised if there's military conflict soon. Back tomorrow. Take care.